Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Tuesday morning, this is your town. This is your station. This is Waitley.
Good morning. Ange Postecoglou is poised to fulfil his lifelong ambition and be appointed as an English Premier League manager. That announcement seems likely for Tuesday morning in London. It is phenomenally exciting. The next step to further the best CV of any coach this country has produced. Championships in Australia, in Japan, and in Scotland, an Asian Cup and World Cup qualification with the Socceroos. The sheer devotion that Ange cultivated with the Celtic fans is a modern wonder of sport. A club and a fan base that know and expect generational success gave their hearts so completely to Ange in a two-year stretch. It represents the most beautiful synergy between supporters and the boss. Now, Tottenham Hotspur fans have the chance to live something special and joyful if they can just stretch their imaginations far enough. There's a progressive awakening taking place in their fan base, and you can track it rippling across social media as old clips of Ange are being shared. And you end up getting sort of tagged into a few of these along the way. His philosophy and dogma of attacking and attractive football, his understanding of the history and the bursting pride he has in the game, and most critically, his connection with his players, the secret sauce in modern coaching. Said one Tottenham follower, "If the past few years taught us anything, it's that putting sociopaths in charge of this football club does not work." Looking forward to having a guy at the helm who understands how to talk to other human beings. It's accompanied by an inner sanctum glimpse from Ange's Socceroo days that you'll probably know pretty well.
When I walk out, my old man's next to me. He's a hard man, my old man. Still is today. But he's the one that kept saying to me, "No, you can keep doing what you're doing. You're going to love this game and you're going to make it to the very top." Hard man, though. We won the Asian Cup, went to his place because he can't travel. Here's the Asian Cup medal. "Dad," he goes, "well done, son. But if you'd made a substitution a little bit earlier and you stopped this playing out from the back, it wouldn't have gone into extra time and you'd be fine." Still a hard man. Can't please him. That's who made me. He walks out with me tonight. So you reckon if my old man was out there, he'd be afraid of Germans, Argentinians, Brazilians? That's not what he's instilled into me when I was young. That's not the people who made that sacrifice for you in your life. That's not how they raised you. So let them walk out with you tonight. That when the opposition are looking across at you, they're not just looking at you, they're looking at what made you. They're looking at the people who made you. You wouldn't be sitting here today unless there was a person in your life who just gave you the most enormous love and belief. But you know what happens to me, what people say about me, what challenges I have, I'm going to make it. All right, enjoy your lunch.
Enjoy your lunch. It's a great kicker at the end. Spurs fans should be so lucky. Just a little Tuesday uplift for you. A few of you were warning yesterday of a poisoned chalice, but I've got an old mantra. In Ange we trust. Now, where do we get our Tottenham shirts? Michael Owen has tweeted to his 3.7 million followers, "If Spurs secure Postecoglou, it will be the first time they've secured a manager that fits their famed style of play in years. I think he's top class, and it'll be a bitter blow for Celtic to lose him." We're going to head to London at the top of the next hour to get the latest information, but we've been doing a bit of eavesdropping. Here's how it sounds on Talk Sport in the UK right now.
Now they're turning their attention to a guy that's been at Celtic for a couple of years. He's won the League and Cup twice.
Yeah. Okay. Back to back.
Yeah. Great, great achievement. Mm-hmm. But no disrespect, right? But there's two big hitters now in Scotland, Rangers and Celtic. So yeah. You go to one, you're more likely to win something.
Something.
Okay. So if I was a Spurs fan, I'd be worried about the fact that you're bringing to your club a manager that was successful in a league where it's just two teams fighting out, and one of them, nine times out of ten, is going to win something.
His record at Celtic is incredible. I mean, 112 matches, he's won 62. He's only lost 18 out of 112, which is phenomenal. But when you look at the managers that Spurs have been linked with and they haven't got, the likes of Potter, I know he's not been successful at Chelsea, but I don't think you can really put much credit into that.
I agree.
You've got Brendan there, you've had Nagelsmann. The fact that they've now turned to Postecoglou, you go, why? I mean, I just think it's a risk, and I just think, me personally, there'll be options I'd have ahead of Postecoglou. I'm not trying to diminish anything that he's done in Scotland, because what he's done is fantastic, but as we've all seen, the Premier League's a different animal.
The Premier League's a different animal. So that's what it sounds like on Talk Sport right now, that they haven't had the awakening in all quarters. They will. They will. I like what Fizz has done. Is I've spent the morning reverse trolling silly Spurs fans on The Athletic with positivity about the great man who's transformed everywhere he's been. Biggest man crush of my life. Love him. Fizz.